Hotel review. Boston's Verb Hotel gets 4.5 fresh towels. Hotel reviews are based on a fresh towel rating. 5 means a top destination, 1 means check in at your peril. Welcome to the first hotel review. It's being added to my restaurant reviews, 1-5 yums, and my general travel reviews and blog posts. Like a lot of people, we've been traveling a lot since the removal of pandemic restrictions. We've been to Delaware, Atlantic City, and we'll be heading to California and Las Vegas soon, as well as taking a cruise to Canada in October that arrives back in Bayonne, NJ, on my birthday. I was especially prompted to kick these off because we've come to Boston to visit one of Frank's oldest friends, who takes the ferry to Provincetown every year in August when we head there for our annual timeshare. Frank booked us into the Verb Hotel, and I was wowed. My experience here began when we were unloading the car to check in, and I heard Janis Joplin singing over a loudspeaker somewhere. I looked around, and there was a marquee under the hotel sign saying they were celebrating women in music. As soon as we walked into the hotel, we were transported to another world, a world of rock and roll, legends, icons, and enough memorabilia to fill a museum. I loved it. I couldn't get my phone out soon enough to start taking pictures. Everything at the Verb feels reverential, historic, and yet very modern. There is nothing dusty about this hotel, nothing faded or glory days-ish. You'll see so many music posters and album covers and merchandise from decades long past, and all of it feels new. There are turntables in every room with several albums to choose from. Ours had Fleetwood Mac's Rumours ready to play. The bathroom is fabulous, with bottles of soap and shampoo fastened in the showers. 2 armchairs spaced well apart, so we can each relax and do our thing. A sweet counter area in front with a Keurig machine and K-cups. And dresser drawers? Why, you ask, does that surprise me? Because we've been to hotels the last few years where dressers are a thing of the past. You're forced to live out of your suitcase because, other than a closet, there is nowhere to put anything. Also of note, housekeeping comes in every day. You don't have to request it, which is a common practice now. The breakfast service is terrific. Waffles, made to order, boiled eggs, muffins, cereal, bagels, and coffee for the thirstiest caffeine addict. They also have coffee, hot and cold, literally on tap in the lobby, 24/7. There is one downside. They add an all-access fee to the bill that you only see when you read the fine print at the bottom of your confirmation. It added $32 plus tax for each night of our 3-night stay. Frank was very unhappy about that, and will speak to management. But had they simply been upfront and transparent about that, without burying it in the fine print, this would be a 5 fresh towel hotel. More, please.